This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in the alleged excise policy scam. Chief Minister Kejriwal was granted relief, subject to a bail bond of 10 lakh rupees. The apex court also put conditions on his release on bail, saying the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings before the trial court unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justice Suryakant and Justice Ujjal Bhuiyan pronounced the verdict in the petitions filed by the Delhi Chief Minister challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case by the CBI in connection with the scam. On Wednesday, a Delhi court had extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Kejriwal till the 25th of this month in connection with the liquor policy scam. The BJP today said the Supreme Court has shown the mirror to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal as he has been granted conditional bail in the liquor policy case. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia said Mr. Kejriwal's argument was that his arrest is illegal, but the apex court has rejected the arguments. He said Mr. Kejriwal never got relief from any court and no charges have been quashed. He added that there is no question of acquittal because the trial will continue against him. Mr. Bhatia said the Aam Aadmi Party has to answer why the Chief Minister is not resigning. The BJP spokesperson added that Mr. Kejriwal used to say that a politician should resign even if there is an allegation, and now he is out on bail, but he is not resigning. On the other hand, the Aam Aadmi Party has said that after bail to the Chief Minister, it has been proven that the arrest by the CBI was to halt the bail in the ED case. Senior party leader Manish Sisodia said the Supreme Court's decision is not just for Mr. Kejriwal, but it is an assurance to the people of the country that the Constitution is there as a shield for them. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will launch a dedicated online portal today to monitor the progress of Special Swachhata Campaign 4.0. The special campaign aims to institutionalize Swachhata in all offices of the central government with a saturation approach. The government has decided to observe special campaigns every year from the 2nd to the 31st of October to institutionalize Swachhata and reduce pendency. Special Campaign 4.0 will be preceded by a preparatory phase from the 16th to the 30th of September 2024. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has instructed all states and union territories to strictly monitor the manufacturing and sale of adulterated sweets, savouries and dairy products during the festive season. It also requested them to conduct frequent enforcement and surveillance drives during the festive season to prevent such malpractices. In a letter, FSSAI noted that the demand for sweets, savouries, milk and milk products like ghee, khoya and paneer increases during the festive season. This heightened demand also increases the economic motivation to adulterate these products. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have arrested one terror associate of Jammu and Kashmir Ghaznavi Force outfit with explosives and ammunition in Poonch district last evening. During a joint search operation by security forces at Potha Bypass in Surankot, the suspect was arrested with a bag containing three hand grenades, explosive substances and other incriminating material. Preliminary investigation established his identity as Mohammed Shabir, a resident of Daryala Nausera. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has warned of heavy rain in Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan over the next few days. The downpour is expected as a result of a depression that developed over central India. In Uttarakhand, IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rain in seven districts and orange alerts for the rest of the state. The Disaster Management Department has instructed all agencies concerned to ensure preparedness and complete necessary arrangements. U.S. President Joe Biden will host the fourth in-person Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware on the 21st of this month and is looking forward to welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi as well as other leaders. And with that, we end this news bulletin.